This is Monumental. I'm Rachel Hsu. Today's episode is The Grid. North of Houston, Manhattan is divided into horizontal streets and vertical avenues. We owe this gridiron street plan to the surveyor and cartographer John Randall Jr., who was hired in 1808 to map out Manhattan. 2 centuries ago, nature still dominated the island. So Randall hiked through Manhattan's hills, creeks, and marshes, as well as some pre-existing man-made structures like gardens or stables, measuring the land precisely and laying down bolts to mark the intersections of the grid. In 1811, a full plan had been drawn up for a flattened, geometrically divided New York City. The commissioner's plan was implemented immediately. 12 north-south avenues and 155 east-west streets that formed the grid of rectangular blocks we know today. John Randall Jr. spent the rest of his life surveying. His biography is not well known, but he was said to be an eccentric workaholic. He surveyed and divided much of the undeveloped upstate New York and laid plans for railroads throughout the East Coast. The grid is a product of Randall's time, when Enlightenment thought flourished and rational geometry was prized. The critics who call the grid ugly or monotonous, compared to the spoke and wheel patterns of European and early colonial cities, must know that the turn of the 19th century was a time that found exquisite beauty in regular geometry. As the 19th century went on, the Enlightenment gave way to Romanticism, a period of renewed love for the vast wilderness of nature. But though Randall was emblematic of his time, he also anticipated this romantic school of thought. Broadway was an old Algonquin trading route, an irregular diversion that runs alongside the avenues and then abruptly cuts diagonal. This deviation from the norm gives the grid a signature interruption, harmonizing with the steady rhythm of the rest of the city. Public squares and parks punctuate the map, swelling alongside Broadway's popular intersections. Now, when Broadway crosses an avenue, there's a square. Broadway and 4th Avenue is Union Square. Broadway and 5th, Madison Square. Broadway and 6th, Greeley Square. Broadway and 7th, Times Square. Broadway and 8th, Columbus Circle. Breaking some expectations is part of the city plan. The grid is a careful combination of rigid rationality and organic flow. Lower Manhattan is disorganized and winding, following the original Dutch streets. Broadway, the old trading route, was kept. The grid is where Enlightenment and romantic thought converge. Designers have explored the visual language of this utopian system to a global scale, erasing the moments of flavor where Broadway angles through the avenues and ignoring irregularities. Extend New York at extendny.com is an online mapping project that stretches the New York grid over the entire world. The house I grew up in is at 14,677th Avenue and 20,075th Street. My place when I studied abroad in Venice, Italy, is at East 16,176th Avenue and 72,979th Street. There's an intersection for any spot on Earth. What3words.com explores a similar system, splitting the planet up into 3x3 meter squares, each of which has a unique combination of 3 words instead of a numerical address. My favorite seat in Avery Library is at Exam Saving Intro, which I think is appropriate. But dividing the world into a grid is a little too simple of a take on New York City. In 2011, the Architectural League and the Museum of the City of New York launched an international competition to explore the past and future of the grid. 8 winning designs were chosen. Some are dystopian, like Flow My Tears, the commissioner said, which is both a competition entry and a short story. In this extension of the grid, there is a vertical city sprouting from Central Park South, as tall as Manhattan itself. The characters in the story are troubled by the high altitude, and the eerie vertical extension makes New York feel more mechanical, more dead, instead of enlivened by its new real estate. The project Tabula Fluxus reconsiders the grid in the sky, overlaying a gridded structure 700 feet above the city. In this proposal, the future is new infrastructure and transportation from the roofs of skyscrapers, building down from the sky. But the proposal that embraces the gridded rationality and the delicious disruptions is Grant Alford's Projective Exceptions. The memorable moments of New York, or so Alford argues, are those where our expectations are pointedly not met, where the system stutters and results in a different urban image than a simple, perfect grid. He focuses in on irregularities, like the giant roundabout of Columbus Circle. It's almost a miniature spoke-and-wheel medieval European city, complicating the orderly fabric of Manhattan. He proposes a number of small interventions that create snags in the grid, new emphatic forms rising around alterations, and displaced normative architecture emphasizing the new and exciting quality of the proposed changes. Projective Exceptions highlights the tiny dots of natural beauty and irregularity that made their way into the commissioner's plan. In order to embrace the grid and not to have it devolve into a dystopian, lifeless city, we have to learn to reject the grid too. And in that careful balance, we won't get lost, but we can always explore. So don't value perfection over all. Seek out the moments in between. Monumental is produced by me, Rachel Hsu. Music is from Poddington Bear and the Free Music Archive. This is the final episode of season one, but I'll see you next time.